mentioned yesterday myself, and that have been restated today, mention was made of protecting vulnerable groups. The Directorate for Witness Protection particularly covers minors with strict observance of convention requisites regarding protecting young people and also people who belong to the LGBT plus community as per the Human Rights Convention, in full adherence with that, as well as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as well as ILO Convention 169 for Indigenous and Tribal Peoples. And when we're talking about victims or witnesses belonging to ethnic communities, it's worth mentioning that the protection measures implemented are carried out particularly addressing the vulnerable nature of these groups and in an intercultural fashion, and particularly when it comes to the witness protection programs, we've been able to have protection measures in place and economic assistance provided, as well as psychological and legal assistance provided as per Articles 11 and 12 of the witness protection legislation. In 2022 this year. Also, we've developed specific protocols to deal with vulnerable victims, respecting the fundamental principles which govern the operating of our witness protection program, such as principle of that it should be voluntary and what we call the principle of reservation, as well as the principle of confidentiality, which have to be observed when the multidisciplinary team addresses these. Honduras is one of the most violent countries for women, and it remains that. Your committee has expressed a constant concern regarding this situation. And it's a pleasure for me to say that in 2022, President Castro reactivated the sexual high-level community in order to follow up on violence against women. This commission is very active. It deals with cases that are then passed on to the public prosecution on violence and violent deaths of women, as well as those women who have been disappeared. We've also passed on cases of trans women. The data published by the State Secretary on violent deaths of women reflects actually a drop in the first quarter of 2024 if you compare it with the corresponding period in 2023. In the first 6 months of 2023, there were 154 violent deaths of women. In the first 6 months of 2024, it's 99. This is a reduction, 33% reduction. I think this indicates clearly that we're seeing a positive trend. It reflects the efforts made in order to address safety and security. There was a question on the number of cases investigated in terms of human trafficking. What we've got from the prosecution service, persons accused on the basis of trafficking and sexual exploitation and child pornography, from 2018 to 23, there's a total of 244 people who have been charged with that. As regards those who have been convicted for trafficking, sexual exploitation and child pornography, 2018 to 2023, a total of 130 individuals who've been convicted. Charges for torture, cruel, inhuman treatment nationally, from 2018 to date, 43. Stay of proceedings provisionally on torture at national level from 2018 to date, 2. The quantity, the definitive stay regarding torture nationally, running again from 2018 to date, 10. Convictions in oral hearings for torture, etc., nationally from 2018 to date, 1. Sentences on torture and cruel inhuman detention from 2018 to date. 8. Sentence handed down regarding torture nationally from 2018 to date, 1. And the quantity of sentences which are acquittals on the basis of torture nationally from 2018 to date, 7. Additionally, the prosecution service shares statistical data according to offences, crimes and victims from 2023 onwards. So, Madam Chair, could we send in writing, please, the tables coming from the prosecution service so you've got everything now quantified and clearly specified, and that would be in writing. Pornography, child pornography and trafficking, a total of 105 recorded, registered with the prosecution service. There was a question as to whether there's training, proper training for prosecutors themselves regarding international standards, regarding vulnerable groups, LGBTI plus, and women. 2022 to date, the prosecution service developed the following training, reaching out to 519 participations, including specialized courses dealing with gender violence, a workshop on ethnicity, protocols regarding criminal context, regarding human rights defenders, as well as environmental defenders, land defenders, courses on the Istanbul and Minnesota protocols, gender violence workshops. There was also a question on the number of complaints and cases of violent deaths recorded by the special prosecutor against to protect life, and what measures have been taken in order to ensure that you have more convicted on that basis. If we look at the figures from the prosecution service regarding violent deaths nationally, the technical unit, institutional coordination unit, including the prosecution service, in 2022, 3,661 were registered. 2023, 3,315 were recorded. 2024, 1,085. Between July and December 2022, the special prosecution services on offences against life were trained by a specialist on properly training people who have to enforce the law, sponsored by the International Committee of the Red Cross and our National University for Defense.
In the list of issues, there was a request for information on the measures taken to facilitate access to justice for the indigenous persons, Afro descendants, and women in rural and remote areas. Among the actions that we've undertaken